Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXLY building. It is a Tuesday at 6:25:24. Hello.
Good morning. Sorry.
What do you got going on? Are you eating?
I mean, it's kind of my fault, but it's also your fault.
Why would it be my fault?
Well, two things.
There's a list. Two things,
Jaybird. Does it seem better to say it's your fault and then call you a playful name?
Obviously, it's the smiley face at the end of the text that's sort of pointed and kind of harsh.
Trying to finish this up. It's sort of your fault because you gave me this chocolate bar yesterday.
I did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was sitting here this morning, and you and I were having a conversation.
Right.
Which, the conversation was very in-depth.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening intently, and I thought, God, this conversation would be better with a little piece of chocolate. So I took a
Most
little piece of chocolate.
Most conversations would be.
Yeah. And I took that piece of chocolate, and then I realized, oh,
Uh-oh.
God. That is going to take longer to chew than I thought.
Right?
It's that dark chocolate, and it's thick, mm-hmm. and it's solid.
That's right, Steve.
And so it was not. I bit off more than I could chew, Steve.
That's the expression.
Yeah, there it is.
And, boy, I apologize.
So that was the one. The number one thing was that I gave you the chocolate. Number two was I was engaged in a conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Double dipper.
All right, double dipper. My bad. I apologize for all of the above.
Welcome back, Steve.
Good to be back. Welcome back to you guys.
Yeah, no, way better that you're back. We love having you here. Missed you yesterday.
Oh, all right.
What?
No, we did.
Why is that? Did that seem like I was being sarcastic?
I didn't think so.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
I thought you were being very kind.
Oh, okay. Well, then thank
Steve's
you.
Steve's just full of doubt.
Steve. Well, then thanks. Yeah, okay, gosh. I just need one more person to say it to believe it.
Yeah, I need at least two.
Okay, all right.
Multiple.
Duly noted.
Yeah. No, that's very nice. Thank you.
Very nice.
No.
Jay, very nice. Do we want to hear about his trip to Seattle at 6:45 or 7:45?
We'll let him choose.
Where are our best, the most helpful, wonderful listeners going to be?
Well, we've always said the early birds are the most dedicated.
That's true.
Yeah, they're the most dedicated. Text now if you think you're the most dedicated. Just yes or... Terrestrial
and especially
radio.
Only if you're going to be listening at 6:45. If you're only listening for like 15 minutes on your morning commute, news radio.
We're checking weather. What is it? Traffic and weather together. The traffic is typical, and the weather is hot. Welcome to summer.
Boy, it is going to be hot
today.
It's
construction season.
How hot is it?
Well, there's going to be more cones than there are cars.
Summer.
Is that what they say? Something like that?
Cones than cars. Yeah, that's the way it feels right now, huh?
I think I might have made that up right there.
Wow, that was actually really good if you made that up.
I don't remember hearing it before. Kevin, you ever heard it before?
No, well, I'd never heard
that. Let's go with it. Nice. Hey, everybody, it's construction season. You know what that means out there. Gosh, hold on. Let me do the full thing.
Full thing.
If you're not going to do it fully, then
right, don't go ahead.
I wanted to give a little shout out to Airway Heights for having the air show this weekend, Sky Fest, this past weekend.
Yes. How did it go?
I don't know. Word? I think great. I had a gut-wrenching moment during it where we were at a wedding setting up, and where the wedding was, we could see the the sky above the Air Force Base.
Yes.
And walked out to grab something, and I'm like, oh, no. Giant black smoke.
Oh boy, that's a
right?
Yeah.
Gut wrenching. Instantly.
Because you're just hoping you go wait.
And my son was at the air show,
mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I didn't get a text from him, and you know, so right. So just like, and then apparently it was some
it was
part
fine.
Of a demonstration was, of what okay, they were doing. Yeah, yeah, but okay. I was like, oh man,
no, that, I'm with you.
That scared me real
I
bad.
I don't like that.
Oh, but shout out to Airway Heights for having Skyfest at Fairchild.
And but,
like traffic isn't bad enough. Everyone trying to get onto base.
Oh man, yeah.
Why don't you just shut down half of the highway too?
Hey, guess what? It is.
Just dig it up.
Guess what? It's construction season out there. And, more cones and cars in traffic. Everybody.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a big musical production. I wasn't expecting the honking. A
single car horn.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't know how it all works, because guess right. what I got? I got a lot of hair.
Yeah, you got...
Boy, I got problems, man. But I got snot hair.
Kevin James.
You got snot hair?
Snot hair, man.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hey, there's Kevin right there. Your hair looks so good.
Oh, thank you. I put product in it today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Not my own product. My son's product. I snuck into his bathroom.
You are out of control.
And looked around. I don't know why. I just, here's the deal. I forget to buy it until the morning when I look at my hair and go, whoa, I need to put something in there.
When we shut the mics off here in a couple minutes, do you want me to just say, hey, put a reminder in your phone?
No, I ain't got no money.
What'd you do, grocery shop?
No.
My wife last night was like, eggs apparently have gone cuckoo again.
The funny thing about eggs, though, cuckoo eggs are still like $4.
You wish. The ones we use,
what?
we get like the 5 dozen.
Oh, well, that's on you.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just saying, it was like 5 dozen not that long ago was like $6 or $8. And now it's like 18 something.
No.
And you're like, what?
Why do you buy 5 dozen eggs for the two of you?
We eat a lot of eggs. A lot of eggs at the house,
you
Kevin.
You do?
A lot of eggs.
She bakes a lot. A
lot of eggs, man.
She bakes a lot. What else are you?
I'm not in charge eggs. Of the eggs, bro.
I know, but how often do you eat an egg?
I mean, when we get them like that, it's every day.
Like one egg? Like what? How does Jay Daniels? Tell me more about how Jay Daniels eats eggs.
My wife like makes, she'll scramble a bunch of eggs, put like spinach in it, and then like put it in the fridge. And then every morning I'll just like scoop out some for either eat there or bring here.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you heat it up?
I do.
Okay. I don't think I've ever seen you do that.
Well, most of the time I eat at home.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen you be heating eggs here.
Well, I try not to heat stuff that doesn't smell that great in the morning.
I got in trouble for having eggs here every day.
Well, yeah, but that was different. The reheated eggs don't smell as bad as the first time cooked egg.
Yeah, it's a bummer. Although, I'd like to bring it back.
I mean, we can supper, Kevin.
I did love having eggs here at work.
This from Travis. People eat eggs, Kevin.
Well, no, I know. I love eggs. Don't get me wrong. I go through.
But Travis is an exception. He has 6 for breakfast every day.
Oh, wow.
Travis, that's what I would like to do.
And,
I was.
And Big T, Trav, my man, T-Dog, and all the other nicknames you probably had.
T-Money.
Yeah, that too. You noticed how expensive they are? Question mark?
Looking at my
voice
egg.
Voice texting.
My egg order right now on my groceries to see how much my dozen is. My dozen of eggs.
Kevin, Ian's family goes through 60 eggs in 7 days.
I mean, I do love eggs. I have not been on much of an egg kick lately, which is dumb because my granddaughter loves them. I love them. They're really...
Well, they're incredible, and they're edible.
And they're also, as much as we want to complain about the cost of them, they are cheap to feed yourself.
I mean, okay.
I mean, you get 18 eggs for $5.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's look at that.
Eggs come to you fresh every day.
Serve them any way you please.
Eggs are natural and economical, so keep enough on hand.
Nature made them nice and neat.
High in protein and only 80 calories each. Eggs are a natural wonder. For meals, snacks, appetizers, whatever.
All
He's right.
All you do is heat and eat. The incredible edible egg. Maybe one of the best advertising campaigns of all time.
So $5, 18 eggs. Let's say you eat 3 eggs. I think that's probably
the standard.
I mean, if you go in to like a restaurant, you're going to get an omelet.
3 eggs.
3
yeah.
egg omelet.
Mm, yeah.
You get the breakfast, they're only going to give you 2. But let's just say 3 is standard. Mm. So you get 6 meals for $5.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, that's you're right. That
Come
is,
on.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the egg. If you're not having anything, I don't know if it counts as a meal, but like you're not having toast or bacon or anything. It's just the egg itself.
Right. Yeah,
I'm just saying
I mean,
that they've gotten expensive.
Yes, I understand. And I do know that they are more expensive. But I'm still kind of defending eggs and the fact that they're
an affordable
way to eat.
I got it. Start using eggs as hair product.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange
that
soda.
Guy.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Howdy.
Oh, hello. So wait, is it egg on your head? Egg on your face?
Egg on your face and egg in Kevin's hair. I mean, it was kind of sticky. You could probably use it as product, Kevin. Kind of gross,
yeah,
but yeah.
Could possibly work. Egg on your face. Where did that come from?
Yeah, kind of gross, but also would kind of work.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's the tagline for eggs.
The incredible kind of work on your hair egg. That is,
although egg smell,
that's
not
true.
A bad smell.
I mean, it can be.
Yeah, I guess
just
if
depends,
you go out in
yeah.
the sun, that'd be trouble.
The phrase
that would be weird. You imagine that?
Just all of a sudden,
why does it smell like cooking eggs
cooked
here?
Egg in my head.
Oh gosh, dang it!
Egg on one's face is an American idiom that origins are a little mucky, but one possible source goes back. What? I'm sorry. Did I say mucky? I meant murky.
Okay. I was nervous. Either way.
One possible source goes back to the popular theater during the 1800s. Subpar actors would often be pelted with rotten vegetables and eggs.
Wow.
Therefore, ending up with egg on their faces.
How much more fun was life then? I mean, other than like dying when you were 30 and having a bunch of diseases and all that stuff. But, and no cell phones.
Jay,
let's just
stop.
I mean, you don't like something, you throw rotten vegetables at them. And you brought rotten vegetables to the theater just in case you didn't
just
like it.
Just in case. Yeah, I'm going to bring a little bag of eggs and rotten vegetables just in case you stink.
Yeah, now we're sneaking candy and drinks into the theater. Yeah. Nope, not back in the old days. You got the rotten vegetables? Oh, let's go.
Let's go. I've heard this guy is terrible. Be ready for it.
They would just seek out
That's
bad
something.
Actors. Just
yeah, that is something. Yeah.
That was Rotten Tomatoes back in the day.
Hey.
Okay, 1 point, Steve.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Splash pads are fun. They have been a new addition to my life. They're the best.
Yeah.
They're a lot less work than a pool.
Right, for sure. That's it.
Go run around, get wet, cool. There you go. Now we can go home.
Kevin James.
If you were selling a splash
big,
pad.
Big fan there.
Yeah. You seem to really like it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Congratulations to Jolene. She just qualified for the Ultimate Backyard Barbecue Giveaway, and we'll be doing that in a week or so. So congrats to her. More chances on the way for you. Don't forget, if you want to go to the cruise on July 11th, the tickets are going quickly, so you need to get them as quick as you can. And the best way to do it the fastest, easiest way, is just to text us the word cruise. We'll send you back a link on how to get your tickets. And then a lot of people are like, well, do I actually get a ticket? Well, the receipt from your purchase is your ticket. It's super simple. And if you want more information on that, you can always ask me on the text line. But the word is cruise to 509-441-0999. We'll send you back a link. Grab your tickets. Get your party together. Get your friends and all that together. If you've never been on one, this is the year to do it. If you've been before, obviously you know.
You know how fun it is. Yeah. If not, yeah, do you like dancing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like to party?
Yeah.
Do you like to sit and watch people dance and party?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
do you want to meet Producer Steve?
Do you want to be on Lake Coeur d'Alene on a beautiful night?
Well, usually I just take my own boat, but this year I'm going to make an exception and just go on the cruise instead.
Remember that one time we had a station cruise and the one guy who worked at the station followed us around on his jet ski?
On his jet ski. Oh, yeah. I kind of do remember that now. Yeah.
Who was that? It was weird.
I can't remember who that was.
I remember his name, but now I. Talk about that later.
Jennifer Garner's mom.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like we all kind of know somebody like this who just wants to help people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to an extreme.
My mom is not judgmental of people or of things or of things happening to you. At Joann Fabrics, and mom was looking at patterns, and there was a man looking befuddled around, and mom, the next thing you know, he was at our house in my dad's robe. Mom was hemming his pants, fed him lunch. Now, I'm not sure dad was totally thrilled that mom brought a strange man home from Joann with her three daughters, but she just thought that he needed a little help. And so she did that.
That is unbelievable, and oh my gosh, that is so great.
I need to get one. What's the matter, sir? Can I help you? I don't know. I need to get my pants hemmed. Well, I'll do it. Let's go to the house. Here, put my husband's robe on while I hem your pants.
That's the part that's even more unbelievable.
Oh my goodness. Oh, let me feed you lunch while I'm here. Of course we're going to feed you lunch. Well. I mean, we're not going to.
Well, you're not going to let him stand there without a robe or without any clothes.
Or without lunch.
Or yeah.
I mean, you got to do it. So.
It does sound a little bit like your wife.
It does actually sound like that, where she'd get the call and like, hey, there's a guy here who needed his pants hemmed.
And she would bring him home. Like, that would all happen. The only part that wouldn't happen is the part where you were welcoming. You would be like, dude, that's fine, but you can stand outside until she's done.
That's right. Get out of the house. No offense, bud.
While you're out there, pick up some dog poop.
Yeah. Earn it.
Earn it.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
Hey, you know what they say? That's just the hemming way.
Hey-o.
I need some britches hemmed, too, really bad.
Really?
I got a pair of dress pants that are driving me nuts. They're too long, and I keep
stepping. You have dragon pants?
Yes, dragon pants.
Yeah.
And I keep stepping so much on the back of them that there's a little hole now where my shoe gets hooked.
Are you getting shorter?
No, it's just when I bought them, Jay, I buy them with a 29-inch inseam, and it's not short enough. I have the world's squatty body.
So then what do you get down to, like 23, 22?
23? No, I don't. I think my inseam probably needs to be
28. Okay, yeah.
And good luck finding them.
Right.
You just don't find.
That's a good point.
Well, and then, when the waist is double that.
It's just a different size. Yeah, it's just different.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Kevin Costner is making the rounds, as you know, for a lot of reasons. His new show and all the rest. And, of course, they're going to ask him about Yellowstone. And he just can't help himself with the little jabs, I mean, he sort of veils it a little bit about him blaming everything on the other side of the negotiations.
Yeah.
But he just can't help it with his little tiny backhanded jabs.
There was a lot going on for them. They're different shows. And I decided to just let this go.
Yep. So he could, immediately.
He did say
there was
I
a lot going on with them, with all their shows. I'm like, well, you also had your show. And I mean, I'm sure both sides are not free of blame here.
Absolutely. And I think it was just when he was like, man, the problem was I needed to work more than once a year.
I heard him say that too. Yeah,
there was a lot of stuff where he was just like that. Now, the thing I was most interested in was they asked him about Jewel. Because there's those rumors that him and Jewel are dating.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
What did he say about that?
He said, no, Jewel and I are just friends, completely friends. He said, what happened was we went to Richard Branson's island.
Oh,
he'd been inviting me for like 10 years, and I finally had the time to go.
Been there.
And so like 9 of us flew on a private jet to Richard Branson's island. Well, one of the people who was on the private jet was Jewel, and her and I really hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a fascinating life, and we just talked it up. We felt the same about a lot of things, and we became very good friends. Mm-hmm. We get off the plane together, along with 7 other people, but all people see is that you got off a private jet with Jewel.
And you're yucking it up and smiling and having fun.
And then we get back on the plane together and fly home. Yeah, and so they're like,
they're virtually married at that point. Yeah,
sure sounds like love.
Sounds like love, Steve. That's how love works.
Yeah. Steve, remember that time you got off that private plane with a famous person yucking it up and they're all like, Steve's going to get married to her. Probably headed to Jennifer Garner's mom's house to get his pants hemmed.
Oh, it's all connecting.
Yeah, yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
By the way, Roberta is in with some hemming updates.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
As of Saturday. And because she's
retiring, Kevin. It's her final week of work.
I will have time. $10 for pants hem, $5 for shorts. Pocket. My shorts that have the pocket.
That's right.
I don't think I'm wearing those today, actually. I don't know that those are fixable, Roberta, but you know what?
Are you challenging her skills as a seamstress?
I don't think it's in the... What happened was my car keys poked a hole through it.
Hey.
And so I don't think it's on the hem or on the seam or whatever.
Yeah, but you can just take a piece of fabric and...
Oh, absolutely. Whoa,
okay,
Steve.
Okay, Steve.
Speaking what of Mr. Hemingway.
You know what? That...
What, you want Steve to hem your pants
That would now? Be so not surprising if Steve...
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So I said, how are you doing? And then these were the messages. This is my last week. Second message. Okay, make sure she pees and poops. Make sure you do too.
Oh, no.
Kevin James.
Third message. Shoot, that was from my husband. Sorry.
What?
What in the world?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Steve's Weekend Adventure with our own Superman, Stephen Heskey.
Son of Peter.
Wow. Hello, son of Peter. Tell us about your extraordinary weekend.
What an intro. You know, Kevin.
You traveled in a Toyota Corolla.
I did.
Across the mountains.
By the way, I was listening to the show yesterday, and I heard you, Jay, commenting on how you rented, like, a not-so-great vehicle for your trip.
Yeah.
And it was a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
So thanks for that.
Well, I mean, it wasn't... It was fine. Except for when I was driving through, you know, floodwaters. It was a very low-profile vehicle.
Yeah, a little small.
Wasn't happy with that. Really wanted my truck about that time, but, you know, it's fine. I mean, it went 90, so what do you say?
Oh, look at you.
You ever had yours at 90?
Maybe this weekend.
No, you did not. No, you didn't.
How did the old Corolla do pulling over the mountain?
Good. Yeah, it was a little... I mean, I had never driven that way before.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a new experience for
How
you.
Beautiful is it, Steve?
It is super beautiful.
Yeah, especially
we
the
take
central
that for
part.
Granted. Okay, Jay, don't be that guy who has to point out the only ugly part of our state.
You know what? It would be better if the speed limit there was at least 75. But anyway, I digress.
That's so true. Yeah. But it is a beautiful drive, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, and I passed by Harrington, or at least the exit for it, I guess.
Yes, you did.
Sprague Harrington, yeah. Little deceiving.
That would get
you to Sprague, where my mother lives, and then you have to go 23 miles to Harrington.
Yep.
I mean, I consider when you pass by the exit.
Close enough, bud.
Yeah, you were there.
Pretty much. So it was a nice
adventure. You went over for a wedding.
I did.
First of all, tell me a little bit about these people who were getting married. Are they college friends?
The groom, I lived with freshman and sophomore year of college. We lived in the same dorm freshman year.
Got it.
On the
this
same
is
floor.
At the Great Mizzou.
Yes.
Missouri, University of Missouri.
And then we were in the same room it was called a suite because there were four separate rooms because we had three
like
other,
a shared living room kitchen and then four bedrooms
did he always have a lot of girls over? Was he kind of that guy that you knew was going to get married?
Oh, I don't have any friends like that.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I mean, so he just kind of lucked out that he found somebody.
Everybody has somebody, Kevin.
Yeah, I don't know. He's very tall. So
like what's that mean to you? Like 5'9"?
How tall is this man?
He's got to be 6'6".
Say it.
Six?
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, that's very tall. Yeah, that's very tall.
Officially, he is tall.
Uh-huh. Something like that. He's a triplet, too.
Whoa, crazy.
What? Yeah.
All boys, or?
He's the only boy. So he's got
Are his sisters tall?
Yeah, they're pretty tall. They were college softball players.
Why didn't you date one of them? You know,
yeah.
Too tall.
Okay.
Oh, they're too tall. Fair. That's fair, Steve.
You didn't want to date a woman that was a foot taller than you? Yeah, you know.
That's all right. Yeah. You got to really be confident, like Tom Cruise confidence, right?
That's it.
You just roll
that's Steve.
With
what are you talking about?
Lady who's Keith Urban confidence. You just are like, yeah, look how tall my wife is.
Rock star.
I don't care. I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
Steve.
Yes.
What did you do in Seattle? You went to the wedding. Where did you stay?
At a very expensive hotel.
Yeah, that's all of them.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got lost trying to get there. First off, I went through like a bunch of weird neighborhoods. There were all these roundabouts. Then I kept missing the hotel because I missed the sign.
Mm.
It was a mess.
Wait, you couldn't have been in Seattle if there was a bunch of roundabouts. I mean, what community were you in?
I mean, it was in Seattle. It was just one of the neighborhoods, I guess.
Okay, I'm going to be outskirts, Kevin, or what do we got going
Seems
on
like,
there?
I don't know for sure, Jay, either. But...
When you say very expensive, how much was your hotel?
Oh. It was like 200 and some odd dollars.
Okay, I mean... You know,
almost three.
Yeah,
that's plenty expensive.
Not so very nice.
Okay, how was the wedding? I mean, obviously...
It's a good question.
I know you said it was going to be at a brewery.
Correct.
Like the reception part.
Yeah, so, well, they wound up having like a intimate wedding with just the bridal party and family prior.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then just a party for everyone.
Correct. So they had that at like a conservatory somewhere in the area.
So you were invited to the wedding part or the party part or both?
Just the party part.
Party part. Okay.
Yeah.
Best part.
So some of my other friends from college were in the actual wedding.
Uh-oh.
And then
I sense trouble, Kevin.
No. I don't know.
So, okay, was there a group of people for you to hang out with at least? I mean, like, was it assigned seating when you got there? Was it just like, oh man, Steve, everybody is in the wedding and you're not, and now you're alone?
Right.
I mean, I was the only one alone, but no, everyone was. So they had like the outside area with like picnic tables and stuff, and food trucks. And inside they had a little dance floor.
Oh, fun! So did you cut a rug? Did you make some moves? And
did I cut a rug?
Yeah,
that's a term for dancing.
Oh, never heard of it.
Mm. Well, you're not 100, so it's fine.
Fair, yeah.
No, we wound up kind of, the group I was with, we kind of hung out outside
for the most
of it. And then towards the end, when other people were leaving, then we went and kind of the dance area.
Okay.
It was a little weird. So my one former roommate, he was the best man, and he was giving a speech, and he mentioned something, I don't know, me by name. And so then, of course, people were like looking at me when you know, he says it.
Right.
And then I'm sitting down at this picnic table or big table or whatever with other people. And this guy goes, hey, Steve, how's it going? And I looked at him like, am I supposed to know who you are?
It's always awkward.
And I go, good. How are you doing? And he goes, yeah, I heard your name in the speech. Oh.
Felt like you were close personal friends after that,
obviously.
Yeah,
well, then we started talking, and, you know, he's very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
And also, I said that so many times.
Very nice.
Yeah, I was you're looking shock. Very nice.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. You're stuck in it. You can't get out of it.
Yeah, and I was getting mad at myself. But, no, this reception, it had it all. We had ice cream trucks.
Nice.
Okay.
That almost got hit by a car.
Okay, that's fair.
Which is odd when it says, like, beware of children on the back of a truck and then someone's
and then
zooming down the street.
I don't know, man.
So we had that. We had one of my friends got a concussion.
Oh.
Or a mild concussion.
From what?
Falling on the dance floor?
No, the sidewalk, there was, like, up and down, and I don't know. She like fell.
So an uneven sidewalk, tripped, fell, hit head on sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Oh my gosh. So this is a female friend who was, an out of sorts and, you know.
In distress, Kevin, I think is what you're thinking.
So obviously, did you, rush to her help
aid?
Her?
Yeah.
And take advantage of the situation?
No, I didn't mean that.
But yeah, I didn't mean it that way, Jay.
I knew what you meant.
Did you help her? And she thought, oh, you're the love of my life.
Yes. No. I didn't see it, first off, but her husband rushed her off to urgent care.
Never mind.
Stupid husbands. Wait, Steve.
What, Steve?
Was everybody... You know what? I'll catch up in the news. I have too many questions.